sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagida Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi and Lili Nishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Elio. The Rambam, in the second paragraph of his Ma'amar, Melacha Beis writes, Beis in Shagazu Gzeira, Otiknu K'takona, V'nhigu Minak, U'posht Adar V'chul Yisrael, V'omel Echreyem Beis Din Acher, U'bikesh Tuvatel Dvorim Arishayim, V'lakar Oysa Atakona, etc. So if you have a Beis Din that was Gozer Gzeira Misakin Itakona, where they were manning a Minok, and it spread throughout all the Jewish people, and then another Beis Din came, and wanted to be Mevatel, the Beis Dvorim Arishayim, of the first Beis Din to uproot the Takona. So says the Rambam, "Meinu yochad sheyagodu minu rishonim v'chochmu v'minyan." They kenanisht him loy cholim, unless they're bigger in numbers and in wisdom. So that's Rafilu batal atam shebeglol gozer rishonim oskinu ein achronim chol nevata shigdoyle mehem. Even if the time is batal, nevertheless the later days then cannot be mevata until they're bigger than them. The Rabbit argues. That we have Iter Shuke Yerushalayim Bapeiros, that they were metaking it, and Rabbi Yotam to make you the Shukim of Yerushalayim beautiful with Peiros, and Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll get that in another shir, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mevatel Achar Churban, because the Tam was Misbatel, and he was not Gadol Kirishonim. Kesef Mishnah says, Ef Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how the Gadol Kirishonim Chokhmas Torah, Rak b'sha'ar chochmas, hayu gedolim imenu. Could be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was as great as the Rishonim chochmas haTorah, but not another chochmas. So we see that according to the Rambam, one needs to be the basin should be bigger, chachmo v'minyan, in order, and even if the time isn't shaykh anymore. And the Rabbit says, look at the Itur Yerushalayim b'Peiros, that Bizman, the base of Mikdash was Kayam, they made a takana not to be Pode Kerem Revai, but rather bring it up to Yerushalayim, bring the fruits, in order that the Shukim of Yerushalayim, the Shavakim, the marketplace of Jerusalem, should be filled with Peiros. But after the Chorban, when the Tanai was Batal, so Rabbi Yochanan, the Tam was Batal, because now they're going there, who cares? So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mevatel, even though he wasn't Gadol Kirishonim, and the Kesef Mishnah says maybe he was Gadol B'Chochmas HaTorah, but not B'Shar Chochmas. So to explain the machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam who says you have to be bigger, and the Ravid who's asked the Kash on him, so we have to see, says Hagon, Rabbi Tzal Zolti Zatzal, and his Mishnah Siyavitz and Simon Vav, we have to go to a Gemara, a very Choshev Gemara, in Bav Mitzia, what Gemara is in Choshev? Bav Mitzia, Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. There it says, Be'usha Hiskinu, in Usha, they made a Takana, Ha'isha Shemachra, B'nichse Milukh, B'chaye Baila, U'mesa, Habal Moitzi Miyad Alekuchos. That if a woman sold the Nichse Milug in the lifetime of her husband, and then she dies, the husband, the Nichse Milug, is what property she brings into the marriage that the husband's allowed to use. But if she sold it, and then she dies, Allah Shalom, the husband can take it from the lekuchos, because the chachamim made it as if he had bought the guf hanachasim when he married her, and his kinyan was preceded the kinyan of the kinyan. So the Gemara proves from here that it's like a lokeach, that the schus perish yesh lebal benichse isha is kashel lokeach. So the Gemara is talking about nichse milug. The Gemara continues asking another Shaila ben Yenichse Milug. If a person's nana from Hekdesh, she's called a Moyo. And also somebody who takes Nichse Hekdesh La'atzmo, or he gives them to someone else, even though he's not nana, he's considered a Moel because he takes them out to Chulin, Zmotzi L'Chulin. If a person's Moel B'Shogeg, he has to pay Hekdesh. What is Moel? But Tosef is Chomesh, and to bring a Korban Asham. Frek the Gemara, Boy Rami Bar Chama. Baal b'nechsei yisho mimo'al. A woman who's married, and nechasim fell to her b'yerusha. And the din is like nechsei milug, that the husband eats the peris. And included in this yerusha are marshal hakdeshim. It wasn't known. The husband still doesn't use them. Mimo'al, who's chayav to mishal and kerem l'chomish l'hekdesh, and to bring a carbon. Rami Bar Chaim is understanding that a woman who has a Yerusha, including Nichse Hekdesh, that aren't known to Hekdesh, there's Me'ila. Since the husband is Shalit on the Nechasim, and he has Kavanah to use all of them, including those that are Muktish L'Shamayim, it's like they went into his Rishus and it's Yotel Chulim. But Rami Bar Chaim declares, who's the Mo'al? Who's Achrayi, who's responsible? The Yitziyasim L'Chulim, that he should be Chayiv on this Me'ila. The husband, the wife, or Beis Dinam Shel Yisrael. As the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, man limol, who should be chayv in this meila? Limo Baal, if you say that the husband should be chayv, because the nechasim were acquired to him with the Mises Hamorish, and it's like he took them for himself. That Teri Nichalei Delikni, Yisir Ola Nichalei Delikni. He wants Heter, he doesn't want Yisir. Sorry. Not interested. Tim Olihi. If you say the woman is Mischayev, it's B'me'ila, because it's because of her that the nechasim fell to the husband's Rishus. That Teri Nichalei Delikni. She would rather he not even get the Heter. She'd rather she get it herself. Nimalu Beisdin, what are you going to say? That since the Nechasim go into the Rishus Habal, Mikach Takonis Beisdin, that they were attacking that the husband should be Ochel Peres Nechse Ishtoi, they're the Moyalim. Not true. Ki Avdu Rabbanat Akonto Var Mushbaloi Kechave Letera Li Sura Lovid Rabbanat Akonto. The rabbis only made a Takon Leheter, but they didn't make a takana liyisur. Zokt Rashi, Nimlu Beidin Shal Yisrael Sheba Oysoy Dor Shekol Takanos Mishpat Tluya Behen Vayedea Noagos Chukos Hamesukana Letzibur Me'oz. So the Beis should be Moyel, the Beis of that generation, because all the takanos of judgment are dependent on them, and through them they have chukos that are noeg letzibur. So they are makne the nichsei hekdesh, and they're motzi them l'chulin. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones activating. They activated the takana. So it's, as we say in the ball fields, it's their bad. Chas shal, not bad. But it's their, I don't want to say Beis Din did bad, but the Gemara says it's their Mi'ila. Mavur, that all Takanas are Noagos for Kayom Sladoros, it's not Pshat that Beis Din HaRishonim were Misakein L'chol Adoros. What does Rashi say? Vos Shtei Don Rashi, as they say in the Yeshivas. Beis Din Shel Yisrael Sheba Oso Dor Shekol Takanos Mishpat Tluya Be'en. Of that generation, it's not pshat that there was once a takana. It's a moiridik chiddush in Rashi. It's not pshat there was once takana, and that's it. No, it's every generation the takana is renewed. Otherwise, why should the basin of that door be responsible? That's what Rashi says. The basin of that generation. It's like they make this kinyan. And so writes the Mishkan Asiyan, given the Chuvas in Choshen Mishbetzim and Lamed Vav Bevir Devei Rashi. Zog the Mishkan Asiyan, given Shekol Takonis Beizdin, Vefkeren, Binyan Momen, Av Vishay Metukonos Mikvar, Api Beizdin Agol, Takonis Usha, Av Apichay Neinogos Bechol Dor, Ela Alpi Beizdin Shebazeh Ador. It's only in that generation. All the Takonis of Beizdin are shaykh to that generation. Vatam Lezeh Shlo Evkiru, Hiknu Beizdin, Misakene Takonis Momen, Shebedoros Arach Shachronim, Shachrayim. Every generation, in every generation, that Beis Din is remaking the Takanas. Now it's Pashit that only Takanas Gzeres Beis Din Agadol. Rashi writes that a Mischadish Bechol Dor V'Dor Al Pi Beis Din Shel Oso Dor. But if the Beis Din HaGadol was Doresh Be'achas Min HaMidos She'atorin Adreshes Bam, as they call it in the academy, one of the hermeneutical rules, if the Beis Din was using one of those, this doesn't have to be Mischadish B'chol Dor Al Pe'Beis Din Shel Osu Dor. Because when they darshan, that's Torah Shebal Peh, like Yerambam writes in Mamrim Aleph Aleph. Beis Din HaGadol Shebishlaim Heim Ikar Torah Shebal Peh. And he writes in Akdom Sefer Ayad, Mudvaram Shen Ischachim Chol Dor Bador Bedinim Shel Lomdu Mipi Hashmu Ela Bemida Mishlol Shesrei Mido Shatorin Adrashis Ben V'skimu Aleim Beis Din HaGadol. So the Rambam writes that Lidrash Ba'achas Min Amidois is Midina Nemar Beis Din HaGadol, because they're Ikar Torah Shebal Peh. And there's no chalois din of Torah Shebal Peh unless the Beis Din HaGadol was maskim. Beis Din HaGadol Bishulayim Heim Torah Shebal Peh. And they're the darshaners of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara Nedereshes Ben. V'skimu Aleim Beis Din HaGadol, they're Ikar Torah Shebal Peh. So that doesn't have to be mischadish in every generation. When they make a takana, so that has to be mischadish by the Beis Din in every generation. But when they didn't make a takana, when they darshan achas min amidus she'atorin adreshes bam, that doesn't have to be mischadish in every generation. That's Torah Shebal Peh. However, we discussed in a previous shiur Shitas HaRambam, which seems not to be like Rashi, because the Rambam in Mamrim Aleph Aleph writes that both what they learned Mipidaitam Be'achas Min Amidus She'atorin Adreshes Behem Ve'echad Varm She'asom Siyog L'Torah L'fi Ma She'shot Tzricha Ve'en Gzeres Ve'amin Hogos Ve'atakonos Kol Echad Ve'echad Behem, and if he doesn't listen, it's a loisa say. Hare Omer Apiatora Shirio Rucha Elo Atakonis Vagzeris Famin Hogos Shiyor Behem Larabim Kide Lechazek Hadat Ule Taken Olam Valamishbat Shayomer Elo Dvarm Shil Yelam Duosim in Adin Bachas Minamita Shatur and Adreshes Behem. So you learn from Apiatora Shiaruchu, these are the connoting Zerah Shiorabim the Rabbim. In other words, it's a chalois din of Torah Shebal Peh, even on their takanos. Hayotzei lanu mizeh, she'arambam cholek al Rashi. Rashi omer shekol ha'takanot she'metukanot mishekvar hayamim mitchadshot b'chol dor v'dor al pi ha'beit din shel oto ador. Aval b'dat ha'rambam nira acheret. No. Not like Rashi holds that every Beis Din has to be Mechadish. No. The Rambam holds that all Takanos are Noagos V'Kayomis L'Doros. You don't have to be Mechadish them in every generation. And that's because the Beis Din HaGadol was Metakin, the original Takana, and that lasts Torah Shebal Peh, and that lasts for the generations. Just like when they Darshan Mida She'atorah Nedreshet Ba, that lasts for the generations. So too, when they make a takana, so we have Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya. It's never good when Jews agree. You begin to wonder if they're really Jewish. No, there's no chashash with Rashi and the Rambam. But you see that Rashi and the Rambam disagree. Rashi holds. Rashi, mamish, you have to get to Bav Metzia Dav Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Who gets there? Either the big tzaddikim who are going through Shas, mamish, say they're knowing Shas, or the Daf Yomi and Baruch Hashem, who are get to all the Gemaras that there are in Bavli. They get there. Because they're learning Daf Yomi, so I don't know if they read the Rashi's inside. But this Rashi is a key Rashi that you see from here. The Rashi argues the Rambam. The Rambam holds that every takana in every generation is new, is lasting. Is takana the Beis Din HaGadol makes is lasting, and Rashi says no, they're mechadish in every generation. So it would appear that Rashi holds, like we spoke about in a previous shir, like the Ravid, that al takanas v'gzeres Beis Din HaGadol ein chalois din shel Torah Shebal Peh. Va'over al dover midivreim is not over on the lav of lo sasur, and on the loisa say, aval pi haTorah asher yorucha. As we discussed, when are you over? A person is over, not you. But the person is over when he does it derech hamra. When he's over derech hamra. When he does it in a rebellious way. In other words, the etzem maisa is an aser. It's only when he's over in a rebellious way, then he's over on the pasuk. You see, he's not masik on the Rambam when the Rambam says that the Takanas and Gzeris, the Beis and Agadol, are Torah Shebal Peh. But he does say he is masik on the Rambam. We discussed this again at length in a previous shir, but the Rambam asks why it's not Baal Tosif when the rabbis make Gzeris. And he says, Kol Eile Yisa Ruach, Shekol Darvish Gozlov Asu L'Siog, Ein Bo Mishum Baal Tosif. What's the problem of Baal Tosif? Even if they're Kovei L'Doros? Not a problem of Baal Tosif. Why not? We said that it's Torah Shebal Peh. When they make takanas, the rabbi doesn't argue with that. So the answer is because the etzim takana isn't daraisa. It's not adding on to the Torah. And one is only over on the pasuk when he does it derech hamra. That he's not listening to the chachamim. He does it in a rebellious way. That his kavanah is to go against the chachamim. So if he does it b'derech hamra, that's the sheet of the mapit. So it's not the etzem maisa that he was over. The Rambam holds that the etzem maisa is aser. The etzem maisa has a daraisa status. The etzem maisa has a source in the Torah. The Rambam holds no. The etzem maisa is fine. It's not Torahdik, but just the. One's now allowed to be over derech hamra. He now to rebel against the chacham al pi haTorah sheyorucha. So if he's doing it to show I'm fighting with the chacham, I don't agree with the chacham, according to the Ravid, then he's over on lo sasur al pi haTorah sheyorucha. So it seems that Rashi holds like the Ravid. And therefore Rashi says that all takanos are mischadish in every generation. Because on the etzim takana, there's no din of Torah Shebal Peh. There's din of Torah Shebal Peh and the etz takana could stay. But since there's no din of Torah Shebal Peh and the etz takana, therefore the din is that each successive generation has to be mechadish the takana. So why should I have to listen to the takana of the Beis Din of previous generations? Ein lechel shofet should be amecha. So therefore Rashi says, you're right. Every successive generation, every new Beis Din, makes a new takana. And it's not just once, it becomes Torah Shabbat Pan, that's it. So when you have to be attacking the takana of the Beis Din HaGadol, it's as if, I don't know if they actively have to do it, but it's as if the Beis Din of your door remade that takana. Rashi writes, it's like they made this takana for him. It's like each generation is taking over the previous one. They're passing the baton and they're making the takana. But it's not that once they make it and it's Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi doesn't hold that way, only the Rambam holds that way. Chor Rashi is with the Ravid. So now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam says that afilu batal atam shebeglalo gazer rishonim, if the tam is batal, the earlier generations can't be mevatal unless they're greater in chokhmo minyan. And the Ravid is masig that if the tam takana or the gzera is batal, if the time of the takana of the gzera is batal, the achronim could be mevatal divrei arishonim, even if they're not as great as the rishonim. So it appears b'das haRambam that since yisod hadin shel takanas v'gzera is based in hagadol, is that there's a chalos din of Torah shebal peh, and it's kayim v'noig because the base in rishonim retakin l'chol adoros, even if batal atam lo batal takana v'gzera meileh, doesn't tam is batal automatically, since there was already a chalos din of Torah shebal peh, and Torah is le'olam. And according to this, it emerges that if another basin tries to come to mevatel divrei rishonim, so they're being with them. Okay, the etzem atakon and the etzem zera. And they can't do that. As according to the Rambam, it's much stronger. Once they make a takana, that becomes Torah Shebal Peh. You cannot brood it unless you're gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. The Ravid is not like that. The Ravid holds Kedas Rashi. Now, al takanas v'gzeros based on a gadol ein chalos shel din Torah shebal peh. You have to listen to them, but there's no chalos of Torah shebal peh in what they say. And that all the takanas are nogos for kayamos is not because the beis din are shown mistaken l'chol adoros. But rather, all the takanos and metukanos mishikvar yomim are mischadish b'chol dor v'dor al pi beis din shel oso dor. So every takana needs the beis din to be mechadish at every generation. So if batal atam, so then the takana is not mischadish and it's batal meileh. The Rambam says v'echad advarim shasom siyag l'tor al fi ma shashat sricha v'en egzeres v'al takanos v'al menhagos. So egzeres v'al takanos v'al mafet shashat sricha. So if Hashah ain't tzricha, if it's not necessary anymore, then it's batal. Instead of the Ravid has no problem with the gzera being batal. If the tam is batal, you don't need gadol menu b'chachmo v'minyan. Because it's not automatically mischadish. So that's the shorish of the machlokas l'chor between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that they can't be mevatel unless it's gadol b'chachmo v'minyan, because it's established as Torah shebal peh. That's much more, that's stronger, firm, solid. And the Ravid holds no. It doesn't have a din of Torah shebal peh. Every generation has to be mechadish it anew, even though that's saying the same thing twice, mechadish it anew. They have to remake the takana, and if ein hashah tzricha l'kach, so the new basin it doesn't remake the takana. And fakir, they could be mevatel if batel atam. And they can just be mevatel the takana, no problem. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Beitza, which hopefully we'll get into in a future shir. So Baruch Hashem, we have some insight into Torah Shebal Peh, and we should be zochet hakelul modu lelamed lishmor velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmu tarasu biahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.